Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Happy Tuesday, 6:07 in the morning right now. 55 degrees here in LA. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, bro. Good morning. Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
I got some devastating news for you this morning. I know I like to start off always being positive and so on and so forth, but this one really hit home. Guys, you guys remember MySpace? Mm-hmm. Like the very first Facebook of back in the day kicked off in 2003. Well, it was just reported that MySpace accidentally lost all the music that was uploaded to it from its first 12 years of existence.
That's a tragedy. Jeez.
Over 50 million songs from 14 million artists lost. All because they were changing from one server to another. If you don't understand that, it's like, imagine they had a bunch of CDs stored in a storage, and while they were transferring it to another storage unit, all the CDs got scratched. And they're all ruined.
I feel like what happened was someone unplugged a server.
Yeah.
Like, but, on purpose?
Right, or just they just weren't, because they have like seven people who work for MySpace at this point, and they haven't done anything
even
like
that
this.
Many? That's,
I don't know.
Like, generous.
I will say this, though. I think we all dodged a bullet. If you made any kind of music at all and uploaded it when you were in your like teens, and you put it on like MySpace music, and I had like some comedy stuff up there, good riddance. She's going to save me coming back in the future and biting me in the ass.
Saving you from some apologies in the future?
Right, exactly. But you know what? Twitter, go ahead. Go ahead, too. You can take a dive and get rid of all my tweets before 2014.
Chelsea, you're huge into music and, like, bands and whatnot. Did you even know MySpace was still around for music purposes?
Well, I did, only because Justin Timberlake, I think this was, like, 6 years ago, became an investor. Yeah. So it was like, he's bringing it back. And then I haven't heard anything about it since.
Yeah.
But the thing I think about is, like, there's a lot of my friends who are, like, independent artists who uploaded music years ago. And I'm like, ooh, that's rough for
you. Hopefully they have it saved somewhere else as well.
Yeah. Still, that stinks. Yeah.
I mean, that's the funny part, though, is that technology changed so fast. Like PhotoBucket, all those old sites, PhotoBucket, MySpace, those things, if those go under, you don't have those on, like, I mean, that was before the cloud. So you had to manually, like MySpace blew it, you had to like take a thumb drive and move from one computer to the other. So I guarantee you a lot of people lost a lot of old stuff
that
probably they don't need out there because it's probably not good anyway. But you never know. You might want to whip it out at some old party and be like, hey guys, remember when this song?
That's it. Tom is off my top five for that one right there.
I think I made a parody rap song How We Do, but about fraternities that is now gone, probably.
Hopefully that one is still safe, man. We need to hear that.
I need it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1
Amp Radio.
So, USC has made an interesting announcement amid this whole college admission scandal that's been going on. They are raising tuition and fee prices.
Wow.
To $57,000, $256 per year. I think they finally figured out, like, yo, if people can afford to pay $500,000 to bribe their kids into school, they can afford this increase right here, right? There's some more cash there.
I mean, it seems like an unfortunate coincidence. You know what I mean?
So?
Like, you don't just, like, jack up your tuition prices, like, on a whim. You know what I mean? It's not like the dean showed up and was like, puh, they can pay more. It's like, this is, like, a long-time increase plan coming.
Right.
If I were USC, though, I'd table it for a year. You know, I mean, or just let the dust settle. Like, I mean, I'm almost impressed they didn't care.
Well, Brian, they did say it's only a 3.5% increase this year, which is one of the lowest increase hikes year to year that they've ever had. So they did kind of take it maybe into consideration.
So they did you a favor.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the smallest increase in 50 years. All right, guys, give them a break. So congrats on that. You got a deal now if you want to go to USC. Shout out to you. All right, we got the dammy dumb story of the day.
Dammy dumb.
This one's coming out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I think I'm going to give it to the bus driver here.
Really?
I was going to give it to the drunk 20-year-old, but I... I used to work in schools, and the bus driver's an idiot.
I thought you were going to say, I relate to him too much.
I mean, to be honest, I'll tell you what it was. It was a heads-up play by this guy. So, 20-year-old in Philadelphia, was drinking all night long on Thursday last week, was just hammered, and decided he didn't want to walk home. So, he saw a school bus that he recognized, like, the school district, and was like, hey, that'll get me closer to my house, probably. So, this dude gets on the bus and ends up going all the way to a Philadelphia high school, where he then walks into the high school all drunk. This is where he's an idiot. And the resource officer confronted him. Then he ended up getting arrested for public drunkenness and trespassing.
Yeah.
But if I'm the bus driver, or if you're like the school district, you're like, how did you not know a 20-year-old drunk guy was on your bus? And the bus driver was like, just thought he was acting all silly.
Oh, gosh.
That's just like the epitome of someone gave up on their job.
Well, listen, man. I don't know if you guys have seen high school students lately. There's some dudes that look like they're 25, bro. Yeah. Especially with some straight-up brochas on them, their mustaches, beards. Like, yo, they look... And a lot of these kids are buff as hell nowadays, too.
Truth, but I would say, have you seen a bus driver lately? Because bus drivers have no chill. They don't want you on their bus, even if you go to school there.
Right.
Legitimately, they don't want you on the bus. So every bus driver I've ever met, they need one tiny reason to be like, not today, buddy.
And also, wasn't there a kid on the bus that would have been like, he doesn't go to our school?
Dude didn't have
a backpack. You usually know like your friends that are on your bus with you.
Right,
you got
on the bus straight out the clubs, all right?
I had plenty of homies that rolled up to school with no backpack, no nothing, bro. I do remember this. I don't know if you guys had this, but there's a lot of like fights on our school bus. I grew up going to school in Santa Ana and then out in Mira Loma here in SoCal. And there's a lot of fights, a lot of craziness. So they had this big assembly and they made this big announcement that now they're going to have surveillance cameras in our school buses. And they added this little black box with like a quote-unquote two-way mirror in the very front of the bus and a little flashing red light.
Straight down that aisle.
Yeah, exactly. So it was interesting. We're all afraid, man. We're like, oh, shoot, they got cameras now, right?
It was fake, wasn't it?
Until one day, Chelsea, one day the bus driver, I was the last drop-off. I don't know how it happened. And the dude decided to open it for some reason. There was nothing in there.
So that's a heads-up play by the school, man.
No camera, no nothing. It was just a blinking red light. Nowadays, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They might have legit cameras because they're a lot cheaper nowadays, you know? But I was like, oh, they got us for a quick second.
I want to go back to high schools right now. And if you're listening and you're a high schooler and you're like thinking about getting in a fight today, don't do it. And here's why. Because in 10 years, you're going to look back and be like, I was an idiot. I was mad about a girl and fought someone and got suspended. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Also, people are going to make fun of you. They're going to clown you. They're going to put it on World Star. You just don't want to do it. Just don't do it. If you're thinking about taking a shot at someone today, don't do it. You're going to laugh at yourself down the road.
Unless they step on your brand new white Nike Cortezes.
Don't encourage
Probably
that.
Not the message you want to send out.
Listen. They're brand new and somebody steps on them on purpose? Get out of here.
The Chelsea Report.
It's time for another impressive BTS update. Mm. So it's only been 5 days since fans were able to pre-order their upcoming album, Map of Soul Persona, which comes out April 14th. And they've already sold 2.6 million copies.
Get out of here, dude.
People are still buying albums?
Yes, for BTS, anything. But this is crazy. It actually means that they're on schedule to surpass both of their albums they released last year.
Yeah.
Because their last album sold, in total, 2.7 million. And their one before that was 2.3 million.
Get
so,
it.
It's looking pretty good for them.
So they're huge, man. Like, it's, you know, when somebody's huge, when like us working in radio, we get hit up by random people that haven't talked to us in like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got any tickets for this?
Right.
I've been getting hit up for BTS at the Rose Bowl so much. And I'm like, yo, can you at least say hi, good morning, like how you been?
Don't have time, Edgar.
Congratulations on your new board. It's straight up like, yo, you think you give me some tickets?
So are these like physical albums still, like CDs and stuff?
Guaranteed the BTS Army are buying the physical copies 100%. Right. I mean, this is just also includes like the streaming albums.
It's pretty
albums,
funny that you have to pre-order digital because it's not like they're going to sell out on iTunes, right?
You know what's dope though is that BTS does do some awesome things where they package it for the physical copy.
Yeah.
They do like books in there, posters and all that good stuff.
And also like I think a lot of times they won't release that information.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll use it to like encourage people to buy it, but sometimes they'll be like in a month they might be like, hey, by the way, if you already pre-ordered pre-ordered, we're giving you a song early. So there's incentives to purchase.
I feel like the only incentive for pre-ordering is being able to tweet the screenshot at BTS and hopefully they tweet back. You know what I mean? Like, it just, the, now with the digital age, it just kind of seems so silly to be like, I better get in line early.
And it's showing their love and support, Brian. All right, Ariana Grande has done it again. She thank you nexted, or really just altered, one of her Pete Davidson tattoos. It's the one that's on a rib cage that says always. Pete actually has a matching one on his upper back. So she kept it saying, it does say always still, but she basically, like, it's surrounded now by a branch of leaves.
Oh, I thought she added a question mark.
Always?
Maybe.
Sometimes
always? I don't know.
Never know.
It's funny, though. She posted the picture and then she tweeted, not a cover-up, just evolving.
There you go.
So there's
simply
that.
Simply
meh. Netflix announced they will remove the controversial footage of a real train explosion from the popular film Bird Box, which was released in December. This comes after months of criticism. We talked about it, I think, in a couple different occasions in the Chelsea Report. But basically, Bird Box, they used footage from a 2013 crash in Quebec that killed 47 people. Now, Netflix did license the footage of the disaster from, like, a stock image vendor, but the mayor of the city of Quebec kept fighting for them to remove it because he basically said, you know, it's a lack of respect and, like, it may
insensitive.
People see it, insensitive, and got people it. Seeing it could trigger feelings of PTSD. You know, so
it's also sad to watch real people die.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, and the footage was so inconsequential to the film. Like, they had plenty of scenes in that film that got the premise across that people who were seeing, you know, whatever that ghosty monster was, were either killing themselves or freaking out in some way. So it's not like they needed this real train footage of a crash.
Break the movie per se.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's funny you describe it as ghosty monster because I still don't know what it was either in that movie.
And you've seen it, Chelsea.
Yes, I've seen it a couple times.
I haven't seen it again because my wife won't see scary stuff, and I thank God for that because I pretend, oh, babe, really? But is it like a spirit?
I still don't understand.
Nobody knows?
Like, they don't tell you. They really kind of just, like, came up with a neat premise.
Yeah.
And then decided, like, they're like, how does this end? And, like, we don't know.
It's a great movie, but whenever still I think of the title now, I think of My Dating Life because you guys named a guy that I went on a date with, Bird Box. So
yes.
When I say it, I'm like,
of dates.
Yeah, it's been the only guy that survived more than one date.
All right. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch up.
Because he was blindfolded.
Hey. Smack it off. To Amprita.com. Also, download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why do you think a 104-year-old vintage lady would get arrested? Like, what would be the reasoning? When I saw this headline, I was like, definitely drug mule. I mean, that's perfect. Think about it, Chels.
That's not at all where my head would go.
Oh, no. See, I thought about this because, rest in peace, mi abuelita, my grandma, she was not a drug mule. To a certain extent. But mi abuelita, she would come visit us from Mexico, and she was sick at the time, but she was living with us in Santa Ana near Calle Cuatro, and then she needed a certain type of medicine that you could only get in Mexico. So we would drive down to Tijuana, pick up the medicine, and she would hide it in her bra. And nobody would dare check for her when we were crossing the border, try to check her bra or any type of rebozo that she would wear around her. Nothing like that. It was like perfect.
That's funny.
It's like, you can do that with babies too.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I have friends who one of my friends said the greatest thing about having a baby in a stroller when going to music festivals is they just smuggle in, like, handles of vodka.
Oh my God.
Like in a diaper.
Cigarettes in their armpits. That's awful.
Not on the babies in the, I'm not saying they put them, like, they're like, wow, the baby's got a big old diaper. It's not like they don't have a half gallon of vodka in their pants. No, I'm saying in the stroller. Like, underneath in the carriage.
Why is that guy drinking out of their baby's diaper?
Does that baby have cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve?
No, but for real, man. That's what I thought, guys, because, listen, a lot of, especially Latinas, man, they smuggle all kinds of things in their bra. Mm. They have, like, cell phones in there, keys, sometimes children. You never know what you can find in there. And actually, I believe they invented the first real Bluetooth, like phone on speaker in the bra. Right? Chelsea, you do that too, right? You've never put your...
And the character's like, guys, right? Right?
Yo, my Latinas, text in right now if you've ever put your cell phone inside your bra and spoken on it on speaker. I text in at 877-971-HITS. Don't leave me hanging out here.
I feel like that seems like the only benefit to having a bra. They don't look comfortable. They just look like secret compartments of carrying things.
Anyways, why did this vintage woman, 104 years of age, get arrested, Brian?
All right, this 104-year-old from Bristol, Essex, in the UK. In the city of Bristol, they were like putting up, they had this board at this grocery store. It's kind of a cool the way that this woman got arrested. So you were supposed to put your notes up, like bucket list things, like things you've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a speak it into existence kind of thing. Like write down the thing you want to do.
And
yeah, just, so there was a note on the board saying, I'm 104 and I want to get arrested. I've always been on the right side of the law. And sure enough, the Bristol police rolled up to the retirement home that she was living in for the old folks and arrested her. So she got her dream to be arrested. Now, I kind of wish she would have been like, they would have rolled in there like, oh, it's time to take this 104-year-old to jail. And she would have really acted it out, like a resisted arrest.
Yes.
And like,
oh, shoot.
Gone for like, turned it into like the lowest high-speed chase ever. She's got her walker and they're just running around and they're like, gotta come get me, Sonny.
Chelsea, you have any bucket list items? Like getting arrested or anything cool like that?
I do. Not really getting arrested. I feel like mine, a lot of mine have to do with travel, like going on an African safari, going to a music festival in another country, attending the Olympics, learning how to play the guitar, going skydiving. That's that kind of stuff.
You know, there's a local family here in SoCal that actually has ran a marathon in all seven continents of the world, which is absolutely amazing. You should do that, Chels.
Yeah, that sounds
a
like
music
awesome.
Festival in every continent.
You guys, don't tempt me.
Do it,
Chels. I would so do it.
I feel like the Antarctica one would be real lame.
I would just have to
be
get...
you with a phone and playing some music by yourself.
I just need more vacation days is the thing.
We got you covered, homie. If you're going to be able to do seven continents, we got you.
All right,
you just
got
to call in live from there.
Okay, perfect.
All right, done.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
And your chance to win 4 lift passes to go snowboarding or skiing up in Snow Valley Mountain Resort by playing Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. It's a kids trivia game. We got 3 questions for the kids, same 3 questions for Brian. Brian will step outside of the studio to not be previewed to the questions and see if he can beat the kids for once in his life.
I have done no preparation and no research, and I'm actually proud of myself for not knowing kids trivia. It'd be weird if I did.
Absolutely. We got Shauna from Riverside on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Shauna, who is with you in your car right now?
Fabian, Audrey, Aurora, and Ardiana.
Good Lord.
Oh, I should say, who's in your bus right now?
I'm kidding.
Representative. All right, Aubrey, why do you believe you guys will be able to beat Brian?
I believe that we're going to beat Brian because we watch a lot of Disney movies and Brian never gets the answers right.
Yep, so true.
Legitimately a fact. I don't remember the last time I saw a Disney movie.
That's a good thing.
I think it was The Little Mermaid when I was like 9.
Oh, that's such a good movie. All right, Brian, stepping outside of the studio right now, and then we're going to get ready to ask you 3 questions. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. In the movie How to Train Your Dragon, what's the human leader's name?
You got this.
Ian, go.
What is it? Next question?
What's the answer?
Yeah.
Number 2, in My Little Pony, what's the name of the pony that's a farmer?
Applejack.
Aubrey, this question is for you. What was the last thing that you got in trouble for?
Being mean to my sisters.
All right, there it is. Woo! It's going to be a close one. Time's up. Get in here, Brian. You may have a shot at this, bro. You may have a shot at this. All right, here we go. You ready, Brian?
Looks like you didn't watch enough Disney movies.
30 seconds on the clock. Here we go, Brian. In the movie How to Train Your Dragon, what's the human leader's name?
Steve.
Fair so basic.
Great guess, bro. Apparently they think I got it wrong.
Number 2, in My Little Pony, what's the name of the pony that's a farmer?
Dave.
Right.
Number 3, we asked Aubrey, what was the last scene that she got in trouble for?
Giving her mom some attitude.
All right, there it is.
All right.
Aubrey's a name full of attitude. I'm sure her mom knows that.
It comes with the name, right?
She's like, I can confirm.
Shauna's like, absolutely. All right, here we go. Number one was, in How to Train Your Dragon, what's the human leader's name? The kids skipped.
Oh, and I got it right with Steve.
It's actually Hiccup.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Who would have thought?
Hiccup. There you go. Number two, in My Little Pony, what's the name of the pony that is a farmer? Brian, you said?
Dave, of course.
That is incorrect. The kids were correct when they said Applejack.
Ah, close again.
1-0.
But not.
What was the last thing that Aubrey did that got her in trouble? Brian, you said?
Just sassing her mom.
Wrong.
Aubrey said being mean to her sisters.
So sassing her sisters. Okay, it was close.
Wrong person in the family. Guess what? Sean and the kids, you guys are the winners. You're going to go to Snow Valley Mountain Resort. Congratulations. Aubrey, do you want to apologize to your sisters for being mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here's a wild thought. Rihanna, can we get some more music from you?
Please.
Por favor, pretty please.
That's a Rihanna song. I just heard DJ Khaled yell his name 65 times.
Truth.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio, in the middle of an hour of commercial-free music.
The Chelsea Report.
So Travis Scott has set an impressive record.
Don't you let out the antidote.
This is pretty cool. His February 8th AstroWorld concert at the Forum grossed a whopping $1.7 million. Mm. So that's nearly $2 million just for one show.
Damn, bro.
We're told he sold more than 16,300 tickets. And this is huge because basically him selling this out puts him kind of on a level with a very elite artist.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, basically he joins legends like Garth Brooks, The Grateful Dead, Janet Jackson, Lady Gaga, Sting, Michael Jackson, who've all repeatedly sold out their shows at Forum.
It's a really funny list to be a part of. You're like, Garth Brooks, Sting, Janet Jackson, Gaga, Travis Scott.
I know. Like, well, Garth Brooks is like, he is known for his tours. Like, he sells out his tours so quick. He's like, I think for multiple years in a row, he's made the most money on tours than any artist there. Yeah.
I mean, he had a show in Vegas. Once you get a show in Vegas for a while, like a Vegas run, you've hit a level of fame that's astronomical.
Also, the AstroWorld merch is pretty dope, man.
Yeah.
Some nice gear right
there. Do you have some?
No, I just saw it on yesterday. I saw it on a dude yesterday. Nice little zip-up hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
It was super dope. I haven't bought it.
Well, Edgar's a dad. I feel like, you got to spend money on, like, your kids.
Wait, hold up.
That's funny.
Edgar's a dad.
You just got so offended.
Are we going to get into who's more fashionable, bro?
No.
Uh-oh, let's just not kidding. Have that conversation.
No, actually.
I'm not answering that. I am out.
Chelsea, go ahead.
Moving on to the next story.
No, I'll own it. I'm not the most fashionable in the room.
No, I wasn't going
to
say that.
Disney has rehired James Gunn to direct the third installment of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. You may remember he was fired last July following the resurfacing of offensive tweets that he made. You know, he did apologize for his sentiments, but Disney did let him go. But I guess after the firing, I mean, I remember hearing about it, reporting on it, you know, a lot of the cast members, Chris Pratt, like they wrote an open letter saying they still wanted him to direct it. A bunch of Disney fans came out and put together a petition saying they wanted Disney to reconsider it and still have James direct it, and and now he's back. So kind of interesting. I feel like the Disney went back on originally firing.
It's because the tweets are about pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that they're offensive. It's that Disney's like wheelhouse is kids, and he had a bunch of like awful pedophilia tweets.
Yes,
so it is surprising. Like, I thought that, not that James Gunn would never work again, but I just thought it'd be surprising that they'd hire him back.
Exactly, right? After they decided based off of that premise to let him go.
Sure.
Apparently, the head of Disney who rehired him said that he liked the way he handled the situation. He was impressed by the way he apologized and, I guess, handled it. So that's kind of the reason why he wanted to let him back.
They just waited it out long enough, I think. They did their cost risk analysis, and they're like, a year.
A lot is going on right now with Paris Jackson. That's, of course, Michael Jackson's 20-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys were following this over the weekend, but basically TMZ reported that she attempted suicide, which they said was triggered in part by the fallout of the Leaving Neverland documentary, which details allegations of her dad, Michael Jackson, sexually abusing young boys.
Right.
In the article, TMZ said she was in stable condition after cutting her wrists and was being placed on a psychiatric hold. Well, after TMZ reported on all this, they tweeted the article. Paris basically responded back, retweeted it, and said, F you, you effing liars.
Wow.
And she's calling them out, saying it's not true. Other outlets reported on the story, but reported it as an accident and an incident rather than directly identifying it as a suicide attempt. Also hearing today, the story came up that TMZ is reporting that Paris's family is trying to get her to go to rehab, but she doesn't want to. Either way, I mean, Paris is having a hard time. I've been following her on Twitter, and she, you know, another outlet reported on her falling asleep at the wheel yesterday, but really she was just sitting in a gas station with her eyes closed while her boyfriend went inside, and she like retweeted this whole thing being like, parks at a gas station waiting for my boyfriend, close his eyes, and now you're telling me that I'm falling asleep at the wheel, when will it stop? And then she's kind of been tweeting, this past week's been nonstop BS, I'm so sick of it. So yeah, obviously the media is targeting her because I think people want her to speak up about this documentary because it has been, you know, it's been so talked about.
Chelsea, it's unfortunate. No, they don't want her to speak up about it. They just want clickbait.
Right. Yeah, and it's
these
awful.
Companies just comments. Want you to click on it to up their website views so they can charge their clients more money because look at all these views we're getting and so on and so forth. And that's sad if it is true that none of this is really happening in her life as she's claiming, and they're reporting it anyway. It's such a sensitive subject.
I mean, I feel for her too. She's 20 years old. Like, I can't imagine. Yeah. I've said this before. Like, I can't imagine what she's going through. No matter what, with everything with Michael Jackson, it's like, that's her dad at the end of the day. Like, we can't imagine what she's going through. So the fact that people are trying to, you know, posting these articles and making her look bad, it's
well, you don't have to defend your dad. I mean, she'll learn that eventually. I mean, not only will she say it, but she'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad went to prison. I don't feel the need to defend him. I know he's a good person. I know he made mistakes. You can be that. You can have that dissociation with the fact, like, you don't feel like you need to comment on it and just say, yo, it's my dad. I love him, but he's gone. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever he did, that was his decision. I can't go back and defend it. I can't go back and stop it.
Yeah, definitely. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, you've been texting us like crazy, DMing us like crazy, because you're chismosos, you want the tea. What is going on in Chelsea's love life? We have an update, finally, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've been following along with this. Dude's been the most successful guy at dating Chelsea since we've known Chelsea.
I don't know if it's been as much successful as he's really just kind of filibustered this situation. You know what I mean?
Around.
Love takes time.
Like, we've had guys come in hot and strong and self-sabotage and it go really weird. But I feel like Bird Box just kind of hangs around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we got the radio novela going down right now. Anytime anything happens in Chelsea's love life, we create a radio soap opera. And the title of this for the fifth episode is Una Chelsea, Una Caja de Pájaro.
One Chelsea, One Bird Box.
Now, we titled it, our homeboy, Bird Box, because it was all started in a blind date. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the movie Bird Box, right? You're blindfolded.
I mean, this thing outlasted the movie. Now we got to explain the movie more than we have to explain the guy.
It's true.
This weekend, Chelsea went on a fifth date with a man you know as Mr. Bird Box, a.k.a. El Caja de Pájaro. This date was a make or break date.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go? Let me ask you this. Will she let the bird out of the box?
Fly free, bird. Fly away, like way away.
Adios, pajarito.
Pew, 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 pew.
Or keep the bird in the box.
Keep the bird in the box. Everyone looked at me like I'm supposed to translate. I'm like, that was actually English.
Oh, thank you, man. Sometimes I don't know what my brain's shooting out.
You just said it dramatically like it was the Spanish part, but it was not.
By the way, we are live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio, so you could see Chelsea's face and the stress she's been going through. So how did this last date go with him? Was it a make or break situation? You've been off and on about it because the way he's kissed you hasn't been up to your standards. You weren't feeling esa pasión.
Yeah.
And that passion.
It was okay. Exactly. Not okay.
Exactly. Thank you, Brian. I'm glad you finally understand.
I'm getting it.
So the thing is, I really like him. He's a super cool guy. I like hanging out with him.
Friend zone. Sorry. Got something in my throat.
I feel like we're getting it. It's not you. It's
Listen,
me.
for the last couple of weeks, I've been like hinting because I'm like, I just want him to like invite me over to like watch a movie. Literally. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, you need to have that next step. And he hasn't really like made the move.
What?
And finally, this past weekend, he did. He invited me over.
Woo!
For dinner.
La invitó a la caja de pájaro. She got invited to the bird box.
You handled that one.
Okay.
I know Brian was looking at me. He's like, I don't know this one.
That front end, I did not know.
So you went to the box.
He invited me. We got pizza, which is a bonus point. I love pizza. It's a great dinner. And he even got my cauliflower crust pizza, which he was listening. So that's great. So yeah, it was great. We had dinner, good conversation. We sit on the couch to watch the movie. And then the moment comes. He kisses me.
Oh, I thought you got bubble guts.
No.
Okay, good.
That's not part of the story.
I'm just saying, right. Sometimes that happens.
This is my love story. Can you not?
I'm just the narrator here.
Don't try to inject diarrhea into this.
So he kisses me, and it was sort of like, okay, well, am I going to feel anything? What's going on? And you guys, literally, I felt nothing.
Oh!
Like, not even a little bit. Like, it was that moment where I was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Explain feeling nothing. I get it in context, but like, what were you expecting you feel that you didn't feel as a woman when a man kisses you?
Something.
Like anything.
Passion, like excitement, like you want to, you know, continue. Sure. But like, I didn't. Like, I was very much like, no, I want to say like kissing a family member, but it was like, you know what I mean? It's like when like your like cousin kisses you on the cheek or whatever. It was like that
like
feeling of like nothing, just nothing.
I mean, to be fair though, this guy was like kind of like he was batting with two strikes as it was because you felt over the last 2 weeks, you felt like doesn't really like take the reins and make you excited.
So instantly in my head, I'm like, I need to just tell this guy because he's got to feel the same thing, right? Like, I don't know.
You'd be surprised.
In that moment, I was like, I should say something. And then it was like, okay, I got to go. And he like walked me to my car and like kissed me again. And then I was like, should I end it? But then I like, it was uncomfortable. He's like, let's hang out this weekend. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I didn't know what to do. And so then finally, he texted me the next day being like, well, when do I get to see you again? And I broke the news to him in a text.
Never.
Savage. What did you text him?
I basically said, look, I have to be honest. I don't want to waste your time. I'm just not sure I feel a romantic connection between us. You're a super cool guy, though, and I'd love to keep hanging out as friends.
I think she just texted him. Your kisses are okay.
You're like, yo, we can do cauliflower pizza again.
Chelsea, let me just say this. You could have totally ghosted on this guy, but you womaned up. And you at least communicated to him how you feel. And that I applaud.
And honestly,
That's some big girl stuff right there.
Thank you. And it was a big lesson. He wrote back, and I thought this was really great. He wrote, you know what? Thank you. Honesty is a breath of fresh air. I appreciate it. So it was kind of a nice thing, a reassurance for me being like, yeah, because it is easy to ghost as a guy or a girl, but it was nice to be communicate and feel like an adult.
All this means to you listening,
sorry, guys.
Chelsea is casting right now for the next Radio Novela.
Radio Love Story.
Yeah. Will it be you?
Sliding into the DMs?
At Chelsea _
Oh my gosh.
Briggs?
Yeah.
We'll find out. Anybody has a chance.
Anyone!
I got standards.
The clock is ticking.
Clock it up.
We're running out of time.
Shout out to everybody on Instagram Live at 97.1 Amp Radio. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
The things you're willing to do to get the perfect picture for the gram. I know Chelsea's friend drove almost 3 hours to the high desert to try to get pictures in the middle of the wild poppy field flowers.
And she brought outfit changes, too.
Legit.
I mean, I guess if you do that, you might as well, right?
That is commitment right there, 1,000%. How many likes did she get on her picture? Was it worth it?
I think it was worth it. I think it was in the hundreds. I don't know.
Was it worth it? $50 in gas she had to pay?
That's nothing. I just found out I had friends fly in from Atlanta this past weekend.
Shut up,
to
bro.
To take pictures in the wildflowers, to go
just
to Joshua
that.
Tree. Stop. They nailed a lot of, like, they're from Atlanta. There's just a big flat.
Right.
You know, humid mm-hmm. jungle there. So they came out here and they went down to like Laguna. They went to Joshua Tree. They went to Palm Springs and then they went to all those like flower fields and stuff. And she said straight up, her and her photographer friends just wanted to do Instagram photos. Mm-hmm.
Super nice, man. There's a beautiful golden orange look to them. Listen, it was amazing. Some of the best ones were in Lake Elsinore, which is about 25 minutes south on the 15 from Corona. But there's so much chaos there, they shut it down. They're like, you guys can't come back. You're not welcome in Walker Canyon. But here are five other areas you can go and create some chaos and get the picture for the gram. And here they are. Okay, we have them up also on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. Which, by the way, this is my worst nightmare. Laying in the middle of flowers. I'm allergic. I'm thinking about just doing it for the gram. I'll let you know how that goes. Here's one of the places. Antelope Valley, California at the Poppy Reserve. That's up by where Tamara lives.
The Poppy Reserve?
Wow. Poppy flowers. not like Poppy. Like, so I go get myself a man there?
I know.
I Poppy.
I'm listening.
Also, you can go to the Arthur B. Ripley Desert Woodland State Park, Irvine Ranch, Malibu Creek State Park, and Catalina Island. There's another place near by my hood, but I'm not going to tell you because there's already enough chaos. So there you can go to get that picture in the poppy flowers. Chelsea, are you going to do that?
I'll
say any neighborhood with hills in it, you can probably find one.
I think I should, right? I got to step up my Instagram game these days.
Fantastic.
I'm slacking. So you guys want to come with me?
No. I'm allergic.
Okay, cool. Okay, thanks. Cool. You just said you were going to maybe go.
Only for my daughters, though.
Oh, not for me? Okay,
no.
Cool. Thanks.
Love you, though. Great. Brian, great news for the Angels fans, man.
That's right, Mike Trout.
1 billion, gajillion, fifillion.
About to get paid from the Angels. Reportedly, right now, they're very close to finalizing a 12-year, $430 million contract for Mike Trout for the Angels, which is going to be the biggest sports contract on record for baseball. I don't know if it's the biggest of all time because like Canelo is underneath some monster contract for boxing.
Mexican boxer Canelo Alvarez, definitely has the biggest one. I think he's in the 600s. We'll look that up.
But this contract has no opt-outs. It's basically going to mean that Mike Trout's going to spend the bulk of the rest of his career with the Angels. Nah, at some point he may, you know, there's rumors he was going to go to Philly, but I like what the Angels did. They jumped out ahead of it and they were like, you know what? No more rumors about Mike Trout leaving. Let's just jump ahead of this. He had 2 years left on his deal, which was worth $166 million. No biggie. And then upped it to $430 million. That's going to average out to $66,000 per at bat for the next 12 years. So, which is higher than the average median household income in Southern California.
Congratulations, Mike Trout. Congratulations on that. So, does that mean ticket prices are going to go up at Angel Stadium?
No. They still need to win games for that to happen.
Oh.
But good luck with that.
We're down.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
So, we're just catching up about Mike Trout from the Angels about to sign a $430 million 12-year contract with the Angels.
Jeez.
And whether or not it's the biggest sports contract in the history of sports.
Biggest in baseball.
And I think in sports now.
Is it? I know it's long term in sports. Yeah. It's just when you break down the years, though.
In 12 years, yeah. So it's about $35.8 million per year. Let me translate that to you, Chelsea. $430 million.
Mm-hmm.
287,000 mid sized Gucci handbags.
Wow. Now you're just speaking my language.
Right?
Seems a bit excessive.
Kind of a lot of events to go to.
287,000.
You also have to buy an airplane hangar to keep them in.
That's so true.
So Canelo, the Mexican boxer, he signed a contract for $365 million, but it's only for 5 years. Oh. So per year, he's getting $73 million.
Oh my God.
For 11 fights.
Too much.
I gotta be honest, man. It seems like, I think if you would ask Canelo, he'd be like, I'd take the baseball contract. I mean, boxing is like, you look at it like 11 fights, and you're like, 11 fights.
Yeah. In baseball, you get to hit a ball. In boxing, it's a little different.
There's a dugout in baseball. You just sit, like half the game, you're just sitting there eating sunflower seeds.
I don't care. These athletes are getting paid way too much money. It's ridiculous.
You think so, Chelsea?
Yes, it's insane. I'm sorry. There are starving people in the world.
Jeez.
You're going to put that on Mike Trout?
Yeah. Wow. Chelsea's like, they're just hanging out with their friends playing a game.
And also, I bet they don't get up at 3 a.m. like we do. I'm just saying.
I agree with you on that.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, this news just broke about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's official.
Okay.
James Corden will return to host the 2019
Tony Awards.
Hey.
Oh.
Damn, he thundered in with that.
Tony Awards.
Oh, the Tonys? That's good.
Yeah.
I don't like
that.
I don't like it when he hosts the like bigger award shows. Like, I didn't like it when he did like the Oscars.
Really?
Yeah, because the Tonys are his vibe, like sing and dance and have a good time. Musical. I think with the Oscars and stuff, there's always an elephant in the room. There's always like something to address, and I feel like he doesn't want it. He wants no part of those conversations.
Well, for those who are excited, the Tonys air on June 9th on CBS.
Fantastic. He's very talented. I like him.
All right, do you guys remember Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, that's a throwback right there.
I want to win money. A dollar makes me holler, Honey Boo Boo.
That was good reality TV.
Oh, the best.
That girl was like someone you could only find in like Louisiana.
Yeah, or Alabama is actually where she's
That's
from.
That's where she's from?
Yeah.
Yeah, the South. South.
So if you don't remember, was the little girl who became famous from the TLC show Toddlers and Tiaras. This is actually really sad, though. Her mom, Mama June, and her boyfriend were actually arrested yesterday in Alabama.
Oh, damn.
On drug possession charges. Reports say police were tipped off after they were seen fighting in public at a gas station. Police arrived and found crack cocaine and a crack pipe on them.
Not a good look.
So there's that.
I mean, you avoid that by not possessing drugs, I guess.
Yeah, both are charged with felony drug possession.
How old is the child now? Does anybody know?
It's funny. I was going to look it up a second ago. I think she's in high school.
And then you're
right?
Like, it doesn't matter.
It didn't.
I mean, maybe that's the intervention they need, though. Like, you're smoking crack in Alabama. Like, you probably need someone to step in.
So sad. Ariana Grande kicked off her Sweetener World Tour yesterday in Albany, New York. If you're on social at all, you couldn't miss it because there's videos everywhere. Well, at least on my social. I forget that Brian and I specifically have very different people we follow. But
I actually read this in like trending news stories. Like if I see someone tweeting too much about Ariana Grande, I unfollow them.
Well,
breaking news.
Fair.
Breaking news. What? Honey Boo Boo's 13.
13.
Good.
Sorry, go ahead. Continue about your feed.
A little bit. So if you do want to see it, I was looking at her brother Frankie Grande's Instagram today, and he literally Instagram storied the whole concert. So you can get it on his Instagram. But one thing that people were talking about in regards to Ariana's opening show was that she paid tribute to her late ex-boyfriend, Mac Miller, who passed away last year from a drug overdose. Apparently, before she came on stage, Ariana played a handful of Mac's tracks to the audience.
Wow.
Fans were emotional about it. They were tweeting, you know. And then she also said that she didn't include the song Ghostin' that's on her album that's about Mac.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't play it during. It wasn't on her track list. And Imagine, which was about Manchester. So she said, and then she released a statement saying she's not going to include them on her concert because they're just too emotional for her. So
does she have a song about Pete Davidson too?
She's got a lot.
Thank you, Max.
I think actually Ghostin' might be also a little bit about Pete Davidson or rumored to be or whatever. So, but yeah, the show looks good.
Also, something really cool that she's doing is that she's registering people to vote on this tour, and you can get a really cool sticker. It just says, thank you, Next Gen. It's like pledging for you that you're going to vote in the next election. So that's really dope for her.
Good stuff. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Chelsea, random question. Think fast. You ready?
Go.
Are you a gold digger?
Nope. I'm not.
I'm trying.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We got a pretty heated complaint on our text line at 877-971-HITS. By the way, complaints are welcome anytime. We will read them, listen to them. Sometimes we'll call you. Make sure we become better. You know, we're not that show just plays, oh my gosh, I love you guys.
No.
Well, it's genuine constructive criticism.
Exactly.
I'll take that. Yeah. It's just like, you guys stink. It's like, well, I mean, tell me why.
Yeah, exactly. So, listen, apparently something happened during the Chelsea Report a few minutes ago, and this person was not very happy with it, and she's referring to this.
This news just broke about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
James Corden will return to host the 2019
Tony Awards. Damn, he thundered in with that.
Tony Awards.
We're going to call this person right now and find out exactly what we can do to become better.
Sounded entertaining to me.
Have her voice her opinion.
Hello?
Amp Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, we saw your text come in with your complaint. And listen, this means a lot to us. And both the love that our listeners give us, the Amp Familia, and how we can become better is important to us. So the complaint is about our producer, Brad.
Yes.
Do you want to say what you wrote on your text? He is in charge of the sound effects on the show, pressing the buttons.
Well, I love all of you.
Thank
but
you.
I will say, Brad has gotten a little button happy lately.
I've said this to him so many times.
Wrong.
Initially, it was just every now and then. And now we're hearing President Trump on a regular basis.
Yep.
And today he's been covering over Chelsea.
Thank you.
A couple of times.
Thank you for standing up for me.
I need to hear my entertainment news.
Oh, I love you. Oh.
Before we continue, what is your name?
I'm Jennifer.
We're going to give a chance for producer Brad to defend himself. Producer Brad, the floor is yours.
Jennifer, good morning.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Jennifer, thank you for calling in.
We love you.
I love you, Jennifer.
Have a great day, Jennifer.
You too.
Bye.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
You probably think you're a rock star when it comes to driving. Very few people on planet Earth say, yeah, I'm a terrible driver and admit it. Mostly everybody's like, nah. They like to point fingers. Chelsea's a terrible driver.
Or they say something like Chelsea's. We're like, well, my friends don't like driving.
Look, I know I'm a bad driver. But
you admit
it. I get from place A to place B quickly, efficiently. But I will agree. You know, it's not always safe to be in the car with me.
She's like, I put a lot of people in danger.
No, I don't. But
that's what happens when you're a bad driver.
So I found this study, guys. And if you do three out of these following five things, it means you are a terrible driver. Are you guys down to take the test?
Sure.
I hope you say yes.
I'm in.
Fantastic.
Sure.
That works out for the segment. Yeah. All right. So here it is. If you do three out of the five things, you can play along if you're listening to us right now. Appreciate you. Number one, Chelsea and Brian. Do you ever text while you drive?
Chelsea's phone just went off right now. What do you think?
At stoplights.
Chelsea.
So I don't, not like while I'm actively driving, but like
Chelsea?
I'll be at a red light and I'll like finish a text.
Okay, Brian.
What?
Do you ever text while you drive?
I used to. My girlfriend used to get so mad at me though, so I don't do it anymore. Now I plug my phone in to the, like I have like this USB cable. I plug it in, put it in my center console.
Yeah.
So, and then I listen to CNN. Good. Really, really fun ride with me.
Oh, fantastic, bro. I can't wait to go.
Yeah,
that's
great,
with you,
man.
All right, number two, you drive 15 miles over the speed limit consistently. Chelsea, Brian?
Depends on the time of day. Gotta be honest, on Highland in the morning, if you see me, I'm probably speeding. I mean, never mind, not Highland, if you're a police officer listening in L.A. La Brea.
It's very rare that you can drive over 15 miles an hour on the speed limit anyway here in Southern California.
Exactly. Sure. There's always traffic in L.A., so if I hit a time, like say I'm up early on a Sunday and I'm driving to the beach and there's no traffic, I kind of take advantage of it.
So that's a yes for both of you guys.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
All right, number three, you're a terrible driver if you do this. You tailgate the car in front of you. You're up on their booty like you're about to twerk on them.
Well, go quicker. Well, okay, Grandpa.
All right, come on. That's a yes. I don't do that.
I hate people that do that,
bro. It makes me crazy when someone's right behind. It freaks me out. I don't know what they... I feel like they're trying to tail me because they want to murder me or something.
Yeah.
Or like, I take it personal. Like, they're not tailgating. They're just trying to follow me.
Yeah, even before I had kids, like, I had a sticker on my car, like, baby on board, hoping people would back off. It works.
When people have a baby on board sticker on their car, I assume what they're trying to tell me is that they're distracted. Like, yo, at any point in time, I can take a sippy cup in the head right now and drive right into you.
Don't get close to me. Yeah. I said both of you. Chelsea, you said yes to that one. So you
had
two.
It's fine.
All right. So if you get three out of these five, you are a terrible driver. Number four, you think yield signs or yellow lights mean step on the gas harder.
Well, it definitely doesn't mean stop.
Exactly.
guilty on that.
No, no, yield sign. You're both yeah, yield. You got to look. You look to your left, and if no one's there, you don't got to hit the. I hate it. Right. I hate it when someone hits the brakes on a yield sign.
It's just like.
You know, when you're hopping on the freeway, like the 10 or whatever it may be in downtown, and it's got the little lights, like red light, green light, you got to wait for it before you hop on the freeway?
No.
Do you guys ever wait for that to turn green? Hell no, right?
No.
Well, I depend just if someone's around.
But you look, right. You look both ways. You're safe about it, but you go.
Chelsea, you already failed at this. You're a terrible driver.
Whatever.
You already got three.
Fine.
Brian, you have two out of four so far. This is the last one.
I'm tightrope in this situation.
You get 3 out of 5 of these, and you're a terrible driver officially, right? You don't use your turn signal.
Well, you know what? I feel like I do, but then lately I've realized I haven't been.
How did you realize you didn't?
Because I'll be trying to get over, and I'm like, come on! Oh, my signal's not even on.
People are hogging it. Get out of the way.
I do. I 100% use my turn signal, so does that give me extra points, or...
No, it means you're just doing the bare minimum of driving a car safely.
So beware of Brian and Chelsea. They both drive Audis. So,
white Audis.
We have matching cars.
That is hilarious.
We kind of do it. It's like a disguise. You don't know which one it was who just cut you off on Wilshire.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We got Dopest Moment Award going out right now to Shauna and her kids from Riverside, i.e. representing. For the amount of sass that her daughter Aubrey and Aubrey's little sister gave at the end of this phone call. We were playing as Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids as a kids trivia game. Obviously, Brian lost again.
Obviously.
Duh.
Listen to the end of this call. The sass is queen level. Check this out. What was the last thing that Aubrey did that got her in trouble? Brian, you said?
Just sassing her mom.
Aubrey said being mean to her sisters.
So sassing her sisters. Okay, it was close.
Wrong person in the family. Guess what? Sean and the kids, you guys are the winners. Congratulations. Aubrey, do you want to apologize to your sisters for being mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you get a visual of Aubrey's sister going,
Oh, yeah. Sounds like she's a little more sassy than her sister.
Well,
even.
She basically just said, like, heard that before.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Every time mom makes you apologize.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Yes, Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio, hooking you up with tickets to go to Knott's Berry Farm, right? Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Not even a sassy sibling of yours, all right? Amonos, let's go.
Amonos.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.